ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שיעור יהיה לעילוי נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשי הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן, אמן. ולרנינג בעזרת השם התפרח פרשת לך לך, and the parasha starts at the beginning, ויאמר אדוני אל אברהם, לך לך מארצך ומולדתך ומבית אביך אל הארץ אשר אראך, ועשך לגוי גדול ואברכך ואגדלה שמך ויהיה ברכה. הקדוש ברוך הוא telling אברהם אבינו to leave his place, מאור כסדים, where he used to live, and he should go. Where should he go? אל הארץ אשר אראך, I'll show you. Just go. The main thing now, you have to leave your place, and I'm going to show you where to go. And the Farshim, they're bothered with the double language, lech lecha. What does the pasuk mean, lech lecha? So the pasuk could have read, ויאמר השם אל אברהם, לך מארצך ומולדתך. What's lech lecha? We all know that many times Rashi tells us, and it says, פסול לך, שני לוחות הבנים כראשונים. What does פסול לך? The Midrash and the Rashi brings down that Pesol Lecha, Hapsolet Tiyeh Shelcha. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to prepare Luchot HaBrit, he told them the Pesolet, that he's going to cut them out, and the Pesolet's going to be yours. And the Gemara said, from here, Moshe Rabbeinu became very wealthy. Moshe Rabbeinu was very wealthy. Where did he get all his wealth? All Am Yisrael, they became very wealthy from where? From Bizat Hayam. Before they left Mitzrayim, ושאלה השם שכינתה ומגרת ביתה, and they took from the old Mitzrayim. And everyone, כלי חסב, כלי זהב ושמלות, that's from before they left Mitzrayim. אבל קריעת ים סוף, even they took all the gold and jewelry that the Mitzrayim used to have. But Moshe Rabbeinu, during that time, the Midrash says, חכם לב ויקח מצוות. He was dealing with the מצוות, Moshe Rabbeinu. He was looking for the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik. So where did he become wealthy from? From the time that he cut Luchot HaBrit. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to prepare the second Luchot. He told him to prepare it, you down here on earth. And he should come up, and I'm going to write on the second Luchot, whatever I wrote in the first Luchot that you broke. And from the Psolet, the Gemara said, Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy. How do you learn this? Because the Pasuk said, Pesol Lecha. The Psolet is going to be for you. Here, also Rashi, it goes with the same idea. Lech lecha, the going that you're leaving here, Meor Kesdim, is going to be for your benefit. Rashi said, lech lecha, lehana atcha ultobatcha, it's for your benefit. You should go over there. Why is it his benefit? He said, v'sham me'ascha legoy gadol, v'kan yeta zuche labanim. Told them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, here, you don't have luck to have kids over here. If you're going to go to the place I'm going to show you, over there I'm going to bless you with the child, and all Am Yisrael is going to come from him. Ki beYitzchak yikarei lecha zara. All Am Yisrael is going to come from Yitzchak Avinu. Therefore, he told him you should go over there for your benefit. That's what Rashi here is telling us. Lech lecha, lehana'atcha, ultobatcha. Then Farshim, they ask, said, I don't understand. Do I need a hint from the Pasuk to hint for me, lech lecha, the going is going to be for your benefit? It says clear in the second Pasuk, straight out. ועשך לגוי גדול וברכך והגדלה שמך ויהיה ברכה. All this benefit that Rashi was talking about, it says clear out in the second Pasuk. So why do I need that hint that Rashi is telling us over here? That's one question we have to understand. And I saw the Midrash Rabbah right at the beginning of this week's parasha, parasha למתת סמן א', ויאמר אדוני אל אברהם, לך לך מארצך ומולדתך, רבי יצחק פתח, שמעי בת וראי והטי אוזנך, ושכחי עמך ובית אביך. זה פסוק סד, שמעי בת וראי והטי אוזנך, ושכחי עמך ובית אביך. You should forget all your family. שכחי עמך ובית אביך. Forget everything. אמר ביצחק, משל לאחד שהיה עובר ממקום למקום, וראה בירה אחת דולקת. אמר תאמר שבירה הזו בלי מנהיג. הציץ עליו בעל הבירה, אמר לו אני הוא בעל הבירה. כך, לפי שהיה אברהם אבינו, אומר תאמר שהעולם הזה בלא מנהיג. הציץ עליו הקדוש ברוך הוא ואמר לו אני הוא בעל העולם. ויתאב המלך יופייך, כי הוא אדונייך וישתחווי לו. ויתאב המלך יופייך ליפותך בעולם. וישתחווי לו, הווה אומר, ויאמר השם לאברהם לך לך. I'm just standing here that we all know that Abraham Avinu obviously, at the time that he was born, he didn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until later on his lifetime, then he realized, he said, cannot be that this word, like the Mashal brings here, the Midrash, cannot be the word is created on its own. For sure, there is someone who's controlling, someone who created the whole world, someone who's taking care of the whole world. All the times, we need Rahamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of us. Without if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, is going to forget the word for 1 second, the word would not exist. Obviously, there is someone who's controlling everything. Until Avraham Avinu came to that realization, there's a question, Mefarshim, what age was Avraham Avinu when he Kiryat Boro? Some, they want to say he was 3 years old, like Rashi brings later on. Aikeb Asher Shama Avraham Bikoli. Aikeb is the Gematria 172, and Avraham Avinu lived 175. So when he was 3 years old, he realized the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he served the Kadosh Baruch Hu Aikeb years. 172 years, that's the time that he served the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever it is, until he realized this, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him he should leave. I am the one who created the world, and now I'm telling you, you should leave, and you should forget about your family. Where does it say in the Pasuk that he should forget about his family? He told him, Lech lecha me'arzecha u'moratecha u'beit avicha. You should leave your birthplace. Where? To the place, I'm going to show you. Where did Hachaim see that from here, from this Pasuk, that he has to leave everything? That's also we have to understand Be'ez Rashim Tbarach. And what Rashi told us, we just read before, said, Lech lecha lehana atcha u'tobatcha. As I told you, Chaura, we don't need a hint from the Pasuk, because the next Pasuk is saying it straight out. And I saw the Ramban on the spot here, is questioning this on Rashi. He said, that's the normal way the Torah uses that language. So many times, said, El Echli El Har Hamor Ve'El Geba'at El Lebona. Said, many, many places the Pasuk says like this, Geshem Halaf Halachlo. What does it mean, Halachlo? So that's a normal way that Pesukim speak like this. So there's no question over here. So what are you asking here? So the Ramban writes over here. He says, "Ve'en tzorech." There's no need for the Pirush of Rashi, not because our question, because it's written clear out the second pasuk. So that's the kizem shpat alashon. Hageshem halaf halachlo el chali el agidolim. קומו ועברו לכם את נחל זרד. ורובם ככה. So there's a lot. Yeah. That's here what Ramban is חולק on Rashi. Rashi said he's learning because it says לך לך. So you see, he learned from here for your benefit. He said, no, that's a way of the psukim to speak like this. And so also the Kli Yakar also same idea. He said, מה היה המקרא חסר אם היה אומר לך לך אל הארץ אשר הראית? ולמה הזכיר הפרטים מארצך ומולדתך ובית אביך? While the Pasuk is mentioning you should leave your land, you should leave your birthplace, you should leave your father's house. What all these details? גם מילת לך צריך ביאור, כי אין משמעותו לך להנאתך. So it doesn't sound like what Rashi said, לך להנאתך. I said, doesn't sound like this from the Pasuk. Maybe he had in mind our question that we asked. גם מילת לך צריך ביאור, כי אין משמעותו לך להנאתך. Doesn't sound that the pasuk is referring to for your benefit. Lech lecha. Gam ma shepirash haramban shehu milashon el chali el har amor v'gibat alibuna. Said lo nara. Said also what Ramban wrote that this is the normal way the pasuk uses that language el chali el har amor. Abru lachem et nachal zared. What's abru? Abru et nachal zared. That's it. Abru for you. What does lachem? All these things. So he said lo nara. כי גם לי, גם לך, יהיה לו ביור. He uses a cute language here, the Kli Yakar. He said, גם לי, גם לך, that's the פסוק over there in ספר מלאכים, he said, גם לי, גם לך, לא יהיה גזורו. That's the משפט of שלמה המלך. But here, the Kli Yakar, he says here, he said, גם לי, the word לי, אלך לי, אל הר המור. גם לך, here, לך לך. גם לי, גם לך, לא יהיה. It should have פירוש. You're telling me that many psukim are the same way written like this? So all these psukim needs explanation. So that's why he writes over here. I mean, Rali Faresh, the Kli Yakar writes over here, that she'atiko ha-kadosh baruch hu me'inyan le'inyan k'derech she'mhanichin ha-tinok. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving it to Avraham Avinu slowly, bit by bit. He doesn't want to tell him, you should leave all your family and go. He told him, first of all, lech lecha me'artzecha. Leave your land. He didn't tell him you're not supposed to come back. leave your land, probably he's going on vacation, he'll come back after. After Abraham Avinu accepted it, lech lecha me'artzecha, and then he molatecha, don't be connected, after you left your land, don't be connected with the people in your family, in your town. You should disconnect yourself from the people in town. Why? Because they're all Abda Avodah Zarah at the time of Abraham Avinu. And after Abraham Avinu, he swallowed this also. Then he told him, Bet Abicha, you should leave your family also. Why? Because his parents also, Terah, he was selling Avodah Zarah. He was also Abed Avodah Zarah. Tehla Abdi Avodah Zarah, you Abutinu, who are these? Terah, Abi Abraham. So all these things, Abraham, Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving it to Abraham slowly, slowly. Therefore the Pasuk said, Me'artzecha, Umoletecha, Umbet Abicha, giving it slowly. Just like similar to what Rashi explained, Kahna, Et Bencha, Et Yehidecha, Asher Ahavta, Et Yitzhak. He's giving it slowly, slowly. Here also exactly the same idea. Let's hear what the Kli Akar explains. Until at the end, he told them, Lech Lecha. Not only I'm commanding you, you should leave your town. Not only I'm commanding you, you should leave your friends and people that you know. Not only I'm commanding you, you should leave your family, also your father and your mother. You should also leave yourself behind. What does it mean? That means you have to leave all the middot, all the bad characters that you learned from your family, from your town. All these you should leave behind. Now you're starting fresh start. Like the Midrash says here, Shemei bat uri ve'ati oznech ve'shechi amech ve'et abich. Forget everything. Therefore, Pasuk said, Lech Lecha. If you're going to do all these four steps, like Li Akar explains here, you could look at his language. And after that, he said, if you're going to do this, Ve'ezcha legoy gadol va'barecha va'gedela shemecha ve'yeh berecha, you don't have to worry about anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with you, he's going to bless you, he's going to give you kids, he's going to give you parnasa, he's going to give you whatever you're going to ask for, if you're going to do these four steps. Therefore, the Pasuk is telling us here, Lech Lecha, this is a double language. But as I said, we'll try to understand again, Be'ezer Hashem, what does mean Lech Lecha? Also, in different way, we'll try to understand this Be'ezer Hashem et Barach. I saw also here in the Midrash Rabban, this week's parasha, parasha Lemetet, Siman Yud Alef, what the Pasuk said at the end, Ve'ezcha le'goy gadol, va'barecha, va'gedela shemecha, the Midrash goes in detail to explain each word of this Pasuk. Then the last word, Ve'heyeh beracha. It should be beracha, what it means, it should be blessing. That all people, they're going to bless their kids. You should be like Abraham Avinu. You're going to be the example of people blessing others to be just like you. Ve'heyeh beracha. That's simple understanding. But the Midrash here, he goes, Derech Drash, he said, Kare beh berecha. Ve'heyeh beracha. What does it mean, ve'heyeh beracha? Don't read beracha, ela berecha. What's berecha? Swimming pool, a pool. You should be a pool. What does that mean? He says, "Ma berecha zu mitaheret et atemeim, af at mikareb rechokim umtaharam leabihim shebashamayim." That's it. He says here, beautiful midrash. He says, "It v'heye berecha. You should be like a pool, like a pond. Same way a guy who's tameh, he goes, he dips in the river, he dips in the pond, he becomes tahor. Here also same idea. You should be mitaher others. How? People coming to you with bad ideas." People coming to you with Avodah Zarah in their mind, you should put them in your house, convince them, talk to them, until you're going to convince them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what basically Abraham Avinu, he got this Berakha 100%. He was Mekareb Rehokim. He was the one. The tent of Abraham Avinu, Hakim said, was opened up from all four sides. And he had the tent, and his wife has her own tent as well. Like you see later on the Pasuk. Vayet Aholo. What's Vayet Aholo? He put up his tent, and it says in the Pasuk, Vayet Aholo, it's written with the He at the end. So it sounds like Aholah. He put her tent. What's her tent? Rashi says, Melamed, that he put up his wife's tent, Sarah's tent, before he put up his own tent. Why? Because since that the person, he has to respect his wife, so he put up his wife's tent first. I always was a question in my mind, said, how could that be that it sounds like Abraham has his own tent and Sarah has her own tent? They used to live in two separate tents. What kind of couple are those? What's going on over here? Abraham used to live in one tent, Sarah a different tent. What do you mean he put up her tent before he put up his tent? Something's missing. Ella, I think it's simple that we're not talking about the tent that they live on, Abraham and Sarah. Here the Pasuk is referring to the tent that Abraham Avinu, he put up a tent to be Mikareb Rehokim, to bring people Tahat Kanfei Shekhinah. And Sarah also, she did exactly the same. Like the Hakim said, Abraham was Megiyert HaAnashim, Sarah was Megiyert HaNashim. She used to take care of all the women, ladies walking in the street. She used to bring them to her tent, to speak to them, to convince them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, they're not going to come to the same tent. So he used to have his own tent. He used to be Mikareb the man, and she used to be Mikareb the woman. Therefore, the Pasuk said they used to have two tents. That's for Kirub Rehokim. But obviously, with the tent that they live, obviously they used to live in one tent. That's what I think it's a simple pirush. But this is the idea over here. Did you see Abraham Avinu, he got this beracha? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, should be like berecha, like a pool. Same with the pool, metaher. Someone who's tamei dips in the pool, becomes tahor. You should also be the same. To be mekareb rehokim, and bring them closer, tahat kanfei shekhinah. But we could also explain it a little bit also in a different way. What does mean v'heye berecha? We start the Ezra Hashem, you know, with the, also we have in this week's parasha. Later on in the parasha, we all know that Lot, he was captured, and they took him when they went to war, Arba'a Melachim, against the Hamisha Melachim, and they had the war. And Beishbu et Lot, what the Pasuk says? The Pasuk says, ויקחו את כל רכוש סדום ועמורה ואת כל אוכלם וילכו, ויקחו את לוט ואת רכושו, בן אחי אברהם וילכו, והוא יושב בסדום. And they took Lot, captured him, ואת רכושו, all what he had, all the property that he has, everything that belonging that he used to have, he was the nephew of Abraham Abinu, וילכו, they took him, they kidnapped him. והוא יושב בסדום. We have here the Hatam Sofer, is very bothered the Hatam Sofer. What does it mean, Vihu Yoshib Bisdom? He lives in Sedom. Obviously, we see a few psukim before. The Torah said that Vihu Yoshib Bisdom. He used to live in Sedom. We all know that he used to live in Sedom. Not only this, Al-Khawra, Vihu Yoshib Bisdom, it's written in the wrong place. Why? Because the Pasuk was supposed to tell us that he used to be living in Sedom, and then they kidnapped him. But the Torah said, "Veikhu et lot v'et kol rechusho," after they took him, and he's in Sedom. Now he's not in Sedom anymore. He used to be in Sedom. So what's going on over here? And also, what the Pasuk said, "Veikhu et lot." How could you take someone? So what do you mean, how could you take someone? You just grab him and take him. What's the question? But he said here, Hatam Sofer, I read you his words. He says here, Hatam Sofer in Torah Moshe, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Bet, ויקחו את לוט ואת רכושו בן אחי אברהם וילך הוא והוא יושב בסדום. He says here, בכל מקום פירש ראשי לא שייך לקיחה באנשים, אלא אם כן לקח את לבו. He said, no such a thing, the word ויקחו doesn't apply to human. You could take a chair, you could take a book, you could take money, you could take anything that you could take, but a person you could never take. What do you mean you could never take? He could grab him. But he said, even if you grab him, it's not considered that you took him. Why? Because you took only his body. You dragged his body. But his mahshabot, his thinking, is still connected with the place that he used to be on. It's not, the Torah would never say the word veikach, if the word veikach is referring to human, unless if he convinced him. If you convince him, you take his mind, kibyachon. If you convince him that it's better for you, you should go a different place, then the Torah would write on the person that veikach et peloni. But if you just grabbed him and took him, the word veikach doesn't match. It says here, בכל מקום פירש ראשי לא שייך לקיחה באנשים, אלא אם כן לקח את לבו. וכבר פירשתי במקום אחר, כי אפילו ייקח האיש בעל כורחו ממקום למקום, even if you're gonna grab the person and drag him from place to place, מכל מקום, איננו אלא טלטול גוש עפר. But he only took his body. אבל דעתו ומחשבתו שהוא עקר אישיותו, לא לקח. He didn't take his mind, he still is thinking about the place that he was taken from. כי מחשבתו נשאר במקום שהיה מתחלתו. אלא אם כן, unless if you convince him, לקחו בדברים. שייתן לבו ורצונו למקום ומדרגה שלקחו משם. Until he convinces him, the other place is going to be better for you, then his mind is going to leave the first place. Then the word ויקח תפץ. והנה לוט נסע מקדם מקדמונו של העולם, ולא חפש בחברת אברהם. He said, לוט, he never wanted to stay with אברהם אבינו. בסוף said, ויסע לוט מקדם. What do you mean מקדם? Rashi said, he brings from דברי חזל, that נסע מקדמונו של העולם. He left Abraham, you know, he left Ifshar, lo be Abraham, lo be Elohav, up to that point, even though in the beginning, Lot, he was kasher. Rashi tells us, in the beginning, he was kasher. You see, in the beginning of the parasha, ve'kach Abraham tzara eshto, ve'et Lot ben Ahi, ve'et korech Hoshem asher rachashu, he went with Abraham. Why would he leave with Abraham? You know, he went with Abraham, you know, he took him with him. But in the beginning, he was tzaddik, he wanted to stay with Abraham. But until he saw the place of Sodom and he liked the people of Sodom, then he said, "If shall lo be Abraham, ve lo be Elohav." Then he was kafir. So he says over here, he said, "What's his name? Lot nasam kadmon shel olam ve lo hafes bechabrat Abraham. Ach hafes b'Sodom. Lot he liked Sodom more than he chose Sodom more than Abraham. Ubahar lo yeres kikar kmo shedarshu hazan." על כן כשנשבה ונתרחק משכונת אברהם ומסדום אמר בחינת אחי אברהם ויקחו את לוט בן אחי אברהם וילכו. From the place that he left אברהם אבינו, it fits the pasuk said ויקח, they took Lot from there. Why? Because really Lot is not interested anymore to stay with Abraham. So really his mind does not want to stay with Abraham. So it says ויקחו, they took him. כי רצונו וחפצו היה להתרחק מאברהם. על כן שייך בו ויקחו. However, בכל זאת, והוא יושב בסדום. Said, even though that they took Lot, even after they took him, his mind is still connected with Sodom. שאף על פי שנשבע גופו, מכל מקום, בכל מקום שהוא עודנו יושב בסדום, כי שם מחשבתו ודעתו, ולא נוקח משם. Said, he is always the person, he followed the place that he's thinking about. Whatever the person is thinking about, that's what it is. Here it explains here, ועל דרך זה בהפוך לטובה. The pasuk says here, למען ירבו ימיכם וימי בניכם על האדמה. If you're going to keep the Torah, you're going to merit to live a long life on the land that Hashem gave to Bnei Israel. הקושה לרמב"ן לפי ספרי דמייטי ראשי, ושמתם את דברי אלה על לבבכם כי אל לעיל, ואבתם מהרה ותגלו בגלות. ואפילו האחי, ושמתם את דברי אלה, שלא יהיו חדשים עליכם כשתחזרו. But he said that Pirush is kashe. Ech yustak azel ma'an irbu yemechem ala adama. What does mean? You should keep my mitzvot, Rashi said. Even after you're going to go in Galut, you should continue keeping my mitzvot. Why? Because once the Mashiach is going to come soon, Be'ezrat Hashem, everyone's going to go back to Eretz Israel. You should be familiar with the mitzvot. You should keep the mitzvot on Eretz Israel like they used to be. But he said, but how could the Pasuk write... למען ירבו ימיכם על האדמה שנשבע השם לאבותיכם. There's not in the אדמה. אלא, it says here, same similar idea. ולהנן ניחא, שאף על פי שעל כורחנו אנחנו בגולה, even though we're forced, we are living in גלות, בעוונות הרבים, we don't have בית המודש, משיח didn't come yet, בעוונותינו. But he said, that's גופנו, our body is in גלות, אבל לא מחשבתנו. Our mind, לבי במזרח ואנוכי בסוף מערב. So even though we are בסוף מערב, we live far away, but לבי, our mind, our thinking, our heart is with the earth Israel. So if that's the case, said it's still considered as if we're still living in the earth Israel. Why? Because the person is, what's the person? That is neshama. The body is only Gush Afar, he calls it over here. The main part of the person is the neshama. Since that in our mahshaba we're thinking about Eretz Israel, so it's as if we're still connected with Eretz Israel. So this is gufenu, but lo mahshabtenu. Ubkol makom she'anachnu yoshvim, anachnu yoshvim ala adama kedusha b'mahshabtenu. Anywhere you're gonna take us, we're still in our mind. We're living in Eretz Israel. Why? Because since that our mind connected with Eretz Israel, that's what it says over here. See, also similar idea. He says here the gabelot, same thing by Lot. Even though after they took Lot, still the Pasuk said, "Vehu yoshev b'Sodom." Even after they took him, he's still living in Sodom. Why? Because his mind still connected with Sodom. He wanted to stay in Sodom. He didn't want to stay with Abraham. He wanted to stay in Sodom. Therefore, the Pasuk called him, "Vehu yoshev b'Sodom," still, even though after they took him from there. So you see from there that it could be the person, it could be that he left the country that he was born in, he left it. But still, if he's still thinking about it, then it's not called that he left it. Many people, you see them, they tell you stories about the old country you used to live. They still remember the nice days that we used to have. They're still thinking about it. So if the person is still thinking about it, that means he did not leave his place. He's still thinking. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told Abraham Abinu, Lech Lecha. What does it mean, Lech Lecha? You should leave everything over there. Leave your land, leave your birthplace, leave your family, leave your parents, leave everything over there. I don't want you to remember them anymore. Up to a point, Hakim tell us that at the end of last week's parasha, the Pasuk said, "Vayamut Terach biHaran." Terach, he passed away, and then right after that, the parasha starts. "Vayom Hashem Abraham lech lecha me'arzecha u'moladetecha." Rashi, at the end of last week's parasha, he said, "Vayamut Terach biHaran." Terach passed away, not yet. He didn't die yet, because at the time that Abraham left, he was 75 years old, and Terach he gave birth to Abraham when he was 70 years old. It says clearly in the Pasuk. So 70 plus 75, that's 145. That means when Abraham left Ur Kasdim, Terach was 145 years. And how many years Terach lived? It says clearly, 205. So you have at least 60 years that Terach stayed alive after Abraham left. So why the Torah writes over here, Vayamu Terach biHaran, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Abraham Abinu, make believe his parents are not here anymore. Vayamu Terach biHaran is not there anymore. Therefore, the Pasuk said, Lech Lecha, you should leave. Two times you should leave. Not only do you have to leave with your body to go to the place I'm going to show you, but if you leave, if you take your body and you're still thinking about your birthplace, it's not called that you left. Why? Because the person, like Hatam Sofer said, is depending on his Mahshaba. If he's thinking about his place, it's still over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you have to leave your place. Lech Lecha, I want your body and your Mahshaba to go, to leave. Therefore, it says a double language, Lech Lecha. And if that's the case, now we could understand the Midrash here. Shema'ibat uribi ati oznech v'shechi amech u'bet abich. He said, where do you see in the Pasuk that he has to forget all his people, all his family? He said, see from the Pasuk, Lech Lecha. Twice Lech Lecha, it says Lech Lecha. For what? One, that your body should leave. And second one, that your mahshaba should also leave the place that you were not from. And we saw later on also in the parasha that the Pasuk said after Abraham, he left like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. That was actually one of the nisyonot that Abraham Avinu was tested with. He was tested with 10 different tests. One of them said, Lech Lecha me'arzecha, you should leave your birthplace. It was very hard to ask a person to leave his family, to leave his birthplace, to leave everything, and not to remember about them also. V'shechi amech u'bet abich, said that's a very hard test. But Abraham Abinu Amad Bechulam Leodi Ahabbato Shel Abraham Abinu Alav Shalom. That's what the Mishnah Perkei Avot says. Asaran Siyonot Nitnasa Abraham Abinu Ve'amad Bechulam. And he passed all the 10 tests. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was testing him. That was one of them. And after that there was hunger. Hashem told him he should go. And Ve'abarecha Ve'agedela Shemecha, there was hunger. It was another test for him. Until Abraham, he had no choice. He has to go down to Mitzrayim. After he went down to Mitzrayim and he had the trouble that Paro, he wanted to take Sarah, whatever. After at the end, Vaya'al Abraham Mitzrayim, hu ve'ishto v'chol asher lo v'lo t'amu anik. But after he left Mitzrayim, Baruch Hashem, he was saved. Sarah was saved also from Paro. V'Abraham kabin me'od m'kutim b'kisei u'b'zahab. He was very wealthy, Abraham Avinu. V'yelech le'masa'av. He went for his business, Abraham Avinu. M'negev ad betel. Adam makom asher haya sham aholo b'tehla ben betel u'b'na'ay. He went to the same place that he passed by at the time that he was going down to Mitzrayim. Rashi says, "Ve'yelech le'masa'av, kishehazar b'Mitzrayim le'eretz Kena'an, haya holech v'ilan be'echsaniyot shelan b'hem b'halichato le'Mitzrayim." On the way back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Kena'an, he stayed at the same hotel that he stayed when he was going down from Eretz Kena'an to Mitzrayim. למדתך התורה דרך ארץ שלא ישנה אדם מהחסניה שלו. So here the Rashi said that here the Pasuk is teaching us that even though everyone knows that at the time when Abraham he came down from Canaan to Mitzrayim, he was very poor. He didn't have money. He didn't have money on him. Up to a point the Midrash brings down מדרש רבה במזדם פרשה מ' א' סמן ג' סד וילך למסעיו במסעות שהלך בהן חזר. Same places, same hotel that he stayed on the way down to Mitzrayim, when he came out of Mitzrayim, stayed in the same place. אמר בלעזר ברבי מנחם, הלך לפרוע הקפותיו. Why he came back from the same hotel that he stayed in? To pay them. Why? Because on the way to Mitzrayim, he didn't have money. He didn't have money, so he had to borrow money from, he told the hotel manager, let me stay overnight, and later on I'll pay you later on. And he didn't have money to pay him. He was very poor, he didn't have even money to pay him. But after now he came from Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk said, Abraham kabed be'ol b'mukrim b'kisev b'zahab, he came back to pay off his debts. That's what the Midrash is telling us over here. I saw here the Pirush Maharzu, he tells us over here, he said, what do you mean, she'alach lefroah hakafutav? What do you mean, lefroah, to pay off his debt? Well, Abraham Abinu doesn't have money. So how could that be? Abraham Abinu with no money. The Pasuk says clearly, in the beginning of the parasha, I just read the pasuk. Ve'yelech Abraham ka'asher diber elav Hashem. Ve'yelech atolot. The next pasuk. Ve'yikach Abraham et Sarai ishto ve'etlot ben achi ve'et kol rechusham asher rachashu ve'et nefesh she'asu b'haran. It was very wealthy. He had a lot of money. So how come the Midrash is saying over here that on the way down to Mitzrayim he didn't have money to pay the hotel? He had to ask them for a loan. So what do you mean? He had a lot of money. He says here the Pirush Maharzu, הוקשה לחזל שכאשר יצא מחרן כתוב ביקח אברהם את רלות ונחי ואת כל רכושם אשר רכשו. וכשהלך למצרים ברעב לא נזכר רכוש. Where is all the money that he took with him from Canaan, from Ur Kazdim? Where is all the money, all this money? What did he do with it? ויתכן, he says over here, שבעת הרעב פזר כל אוצרותיו לצדקה. ועשה חסד עם כל באי עולם. He says here, even though you're right, Abraham was very wealthy when he left Ur Kasdim, ואת כל רכושם אשר רכשו, but since that they were here, Abba, there was hunger, Abraham Abinu, he had a lot of money, and people, they're dying from hunger, there's no food, so he gave all his money, he gave it out. It's like the Gemara said, Rabbi, פתח עשרותיו בשנות רעב. בשנות בצורת, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, opened up all his, he was giving a lot of tzedakah. All the money that he collected throughout the whole years, he gave it out. He also, Abraham Abinu, since that was hunger, he gave out all this money. על כן הוכרח בלכתו למצרים לקח בה הקפה על בטחון השם יתברך. ובחזרתו מצרים כתיב אברהם כבד ביום ובמקנה בכסף ובזהב, על כן פרח על כפותיו. מה עמקו דברי חזל? He said, don't think that the Midrash is doresh something against the Pasuk. He said, no, the Pasuk is right, the Midrash is right. What happened? Where's all his wealth went? He gave it out. It was hunger, and he gave out all his money to make people survive in the hunger, to give them bread and water to eat, to stay alive. So that's what he says over here. Let's hear what the Midrash is telling us. And Rashi told us here, Derech Eretz, Lemedat Chatura Derech Eretz, that one Pirush, the Midrash says here, why he went back to stay at the same hotel from the time that he was going down to Mitzrayim to pay off his debt. That's what the Midrash says over here. But Rashi, so in the second step, said, "Lemedatcha Torah derech Eretz." Before he was very poor, he didn't have money. So obviously when a person doesn't have money, he doesn't look for luxury hotels. He looks for a motel, Super 8, or I don't know what. He looks for something small based on his budget. That's when he was going down to Mitzrayim. He didn't have money. Obviously he stayed in cheap hotel. Now, after he came back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan, now Baruch Hashem, he has a lot of money. He's loaded. A lot of money. Obviously, normally people like this, they would go to a luxury hotel, nice hotel. You know, they wouldn't go to a motel or inn or something. They would go to a luxury hotel. So if that's the case, Abraham Abinu, he was supposed to go to a luxury hotel on the way back. But Abraham Abinu, even though you have a lot of wealth, don't just waste your money on stuff like this. Instead, the same place. If they helped you in the first place, you went over there, and they helped you in any way, you go back to the same place, even though now you have money. That's what Rashi tells us over here. That's what we read from the Midrash. Just the obvious question that we have to ask over here, you said, Chaura, Abraham Avinu, when he was going down to Mitzrayim, he didn't have money, so he had to stay in the hotel without paying. On the way back, he had to pay. So why would people trust a stranger who's going, let me stay in your hotel, and next year I'll pay you, next month I'll pay you? Why would they believe him? Why would they trust him? Who would let Abraham stay by him without paying any money? Unless if you want to tell me Abraham Avinu was very famous over there, but I don't know, he was very famous in his town. Now he's traveling, going down to Mitzrayim, who knows him over there? Why would the people let him stay without paying any money? So that's l'chaura. It's hard to understand what's going on over here. And what does it mean, halach l'fruach hakaf, whatever? He didn't have a few dollars to pay for the motel. We said that he stayed in a cheap hotel. He didn't have a few dollars for this. Chaura, it's a question. I saw here the Hatam Sofer. He explains everything in a totally different way. He says in Torah Moshe, Daf Lamed Chet Amud Alef, V'nera'a, שזהו מה שדרשו חז"ל בראשית רבה, והוא בא בראשי על פסוק וילך למסעיו, שבחזרתו פרח הקפותיו. והיפלא, he said, it's very, very strange. והיפלא מאוד על אברהם, שהיה אדם גדול ועשיר מאוד. הייתכן לומר שלווה באכסניה בדרך? And he had a lot of money, even though the Maharzu said he spent all his money, but a few dollars, he didn't leave a few dollars to stay in the hotel, the cheap hotel. It's all mind-boggling. Abala Kavana says that Hatam Sofer is beautiful, and he repeats it a few places. Hatam Sofer here in Torah Moshe, and Hatam Sofer al Torah. A few other places, he said he was ragil. He used to mention that Hadush Hatam Sofer. What's a hadush? He said, "Abal kavana, k'asher kara Abraham b'shem Hashem, hayu kol ha'olam shu'alim le'Abraham k'kushyat sefer chobot ha'levavot b'sha'ar ha'bitachon. Im Hashem itbarach zan u'mfarnes l'kol, lama hu tzarich l'lechet l'marhakim l'bakesh tarpo?" He says, he explains all this midrash totally different way. He said, Abraham Avinu, what was his mission, Abraham Avinu? V'hayye b'recha. You have to be mekareb other sahat kanfei shechina. That was his mission, Abraham Avinu. Abitu al Abraham Abichem, b'yitzarati hol elchem. Abitu al tzur chusartem el makibet bornum kartem. Abitu Abraham Abichem, b'yitzarati hol elchem. Pasuk said, he was the source of bringing people to do teshuba. But he said, those that he was talking to convince them to do teshuvah, he used to tell them, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he created the whole world, he could do everything. Everything he could do, Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're going to serve him, you're going to have whatever you ask for. Then people used to ask him, Abraham Avinu, if you're saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has the whole world, how come you, there was hunger, you didn't have money to where to eat, you had to go down to Mitzrayim because of the hunger. Where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you? If you tell us the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Yachol, he could do everything. What about you? How come he's not helping you? You're not serving him. So they used to ask him question, and he didn't have an answer for them. Why? Because Abraham knows it was only a test. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was testing him. V'yir Abaris was one of the tests as Abraham went through. But he couldn't tell them it was a test because they're not going to understand him. What do you mean a test? The person serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has to take care of him. So he still owes the people an answer. He used to ask him a question. He said, just like the Sefer Chavot Le'avot in the beginning, he brings the story that a guy he was traveling from place to place and to get his parnasa. Then they ask him over there, who do you serve? He told him, I serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol Yachol, he could do everything. He told him, if you serve him that he could do everything, why do you have to come from your town to come all the way over here to get parnasa? He cannot help you over there. So when he heard this, that Hasid, as Chavot Le'avot brings down the story, he got embarrassed, he went back to his town. So he learned a lot of Musar from people. So here also similar idea. He says, all the people used to ask him question to Abraham Avinu, אם השם יתברך זן ופרנס לכל, למה הוא צריך ללכת למרחקים לבקש תרפו? גם אמרו לו, they also asked Abraham Avinu, כי כאשר באו לארץ כנען, אז הם מיד בא רעב. From the moment you came here, the hunger started. So where's your HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you serving him? And he could do everything. What are you talking about, Avraham Avinu? Ki ba'aburo, he said, asher kamuhu, lo haya adayin ki ma'amar hara'ab harishon. There was no such a thing before Avraham Avinu came. From the moment he came, the hunger started. V'hayu omrin ki ba'aburo ba'hara'a azot. Because of you, Abraham, that's why the hunger came over here. And you telling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do everything, is mefarnes, zan, mefarnes lakol. What zan, what mefarnes? ואברהם בחוזק אמונתו בקדוש ברוך הוא לא פנה אל טענתם ולא הרהר בכל אלה. אברהם אבינו, he didn't have any question about הקדוש ברוך הוא חס ושלום, ואמר להם כי סוף הכבוד לבוא. I'm serving הקדוש ברוך הוא, even though now we're going through tough times, but הקדוש ברוך הוא, the reward's gonna come. Eventually the reward's gonna come. So he didn't have an answer for them, he didn't give them any answer. Told them, eventually Hashem's gonna reward me, he's gonna give me my reward here in this world, וקיימת לעולם הבא. But he still owes them an answer. ועתה כאשר שב וכל טוב בידו, ונודע להם הנס שנעשה לו בית פרעו, אז פרע הקפותיו. That's the הקפות. He owes them money, not money. He owes them an answer. Now, after he came back from Mitzrayim, they saw how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Abraham. He became very wealthy, Abraham Avinu. When he came back from Parao, he was very wealthy. And Sarah Amenu, when Parao took her, Malach came, and she was telling the Malach, hit him, and he used to hit him and everything. Al-Dibar Sarai Eshet Abraham. Whenever she used to say, that's what the Malach used to do. All these things, they saw, they heard the miracle. Parao, he was so scared from them. ויצב עליו פרעו אנשים שלחו אותו ואת גודל שלו. He went to Kishim. Not unlike אבימלך. אבימלך told him, הנה ארסי לפניך, בטוב בעיניך השם. Told him, you can sit anywhere you want. But here, פרעו, he knew that the people in Mitzrayim, they are all שטופי זמה. If she's gonna stay in Mitzrayim, probably someone else is gonna do the עבירה with her. Therefore, he told him, don't stay in our land. Go, get out of here. So he told them to go out. So obviously everyone heard about the miracle that happened with Sarah Menu. And they saw that Avraham Avinu became very wealthy. So they saw this. Now he paid them back the answer that he owes them. That's how kafot that he had to pay them back. Let's see what Hatan Sofer tell us, beautiful Pirush. That this is the idea, this is the anyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. Lech lecha me'arzecha moratecha v'tavicha. You should leave your place. And where should you go? To the place I'm going to show you. And over there, v'heyeh beracha. Al tekre beracha, ela berecha. We said in the beginning, the Midrash told us, heyeh beracha, same way the pool is mitaher teme'im, mikveh is mitaher teme'im. Same thing, Abraham Avinu, you are mitaher teme'im, mikarei botam tahat kanfei shekhinah. But until now, as long as you're staying in your place, you don't have an answer for them. They're asking you questions. Where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? How come there's hunger? The hunger came only because of you. And you are serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to be exactly the opposite. But he didn't have an answer for them. Until Hashem told him, you should go to a different place. And then you're going to become very, very rich. And then you're going to have an answer to give them all the questions that they ask you. You have an answer for them. And then you're really going to be going to be like the mikveh. That's what the Mefarshim explain. Because everyone knows that even though we see Avraham Avinu, they used to ask him these questions, where's the reward, where's the sachar? You're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is that the reward? Zu Torah v'zu Sichara? In the beginning, he didn't have an answer for them, but obviously, Avraham Avinu in his heart, he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, below Rahab Dotav. He stood up with all the 10 tests that he went through, he stood up with all of them. Why? Because Avraham Avinu knew that it's only a test, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sof HaKavod Labo. Later on, only now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing him, but eventually the reward is going to come later on, he doesn't have to worry about it. Why? Because everyone knows the Sakhar Va'onesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you do mitzvah, you get reward for it. You do avera, you get punished for it. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever the person does, he has to pay for it. There's nothing goes for free. You did mitzvah, obviously Hashem is going to reward you. Ne'eman hu ba'al melech techa shishalem lecha tzicharcha. For sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you. And that's, we all know that sachar ve'onesh. It's a big thing. We have the Midrash Rabbah. It says here in the Midrash Rabbah, Parasha, Kafbet, Siman Zayin. Pasuk is talking about Cain and Hebel when they had argument between each other. Ve'yakum Cain and Hebel ahi ve'argehu. Why did Cain kill Hebel? What did he do to him? L'chaura from the Pesukim, you don't see anything. Ve'yi be'yotam b'stadeh. ויקום כהן לבל אחי בהרגיע. What happened? There are a few פירושים. The Midrash here says, ויאמר קין אל הבל אחיו, והיא בהיותם בשדה, ויאמר קין אל הבל אחיו. We're talking to them, what do you tell them? על מה היו מדיינים? What was the argument between them? אז אמרו, בואו ונחלוק את העולם. They told each other, listen, we are the only two brothers on earth. Let's split the world. You take half the world, I'll take half the world. What they're going to do with it? I don't know. But that's, let's split it. So he said, okay, great. He said, what are you going to take? He said, אחד נטל הקרקעות, ואחד נטל המטלטלים. So one of them, he agreed he's going to take all the properties, everything on land is for him. All the land is for him. And the other one, he took everything that metaltalin. Anything that movable, it's for him. Now, Din Amar Ar'ad Di'at Qaim Alah Didihi. Vidin Amar Ma Di'at Labish Didihu. After they split the world between them, now one of them was telling the other, the guy who took all the karka'ot, he took all the land, he told his friend, he told his brother, he told him, you have to fly. You cannot step on the ground. Why? Because the ground belongs to me. So you have to fly. And his friend, his brother used to tell him, listen, the clothing that you're wearing belongs to me. That's what I'm telling him. Peshot. So this guy is telling him, take off your clothing. The other guy is telling him, you have to fly in the air. You're standing on the ground. That belongs to me. מתוך כך, because of this, ויקום קין אל הבל אחיו ויהרגהו. He killed him. He told him, listen, you're stepping on my property. They had a fight with each other and they killed him. Let's see what the Midrash says over here. But I saw we have a similar Midrash. It's brought down later on in Parashat Mishpatim. Parashat Lamed Aleph, Siman Yud Zayin. It says here, הדה הוד הכתיב נבהל להון איש רע עין. A person who's looking to get more and more money, that person is ra'ayin, he had bad eye. Why? Because as a ashir, you should be happy with what you have. But the people, they always they look, you know, they look at what the neighbor has. So that's the people, they always look at the other people, that's ra'ayin. Said, Zehu Kain, shehibhil et asmo l'tol ha'olam. Kain, he wanted to take the whole world for him. Ketzad, kishehaya im achiv, like the pasuk said, "Vehi beyotam b'sadeh." Amru zila zebo v'nachalok ha'olam. Amar Kain told them taltalim, "Vani et akarkaot." So Kain, he told Hebel, "You should take them taltalim, and all the ground belongs to me." And after that, since that he saw that Hebel was stepping, was walking on the ground, he told that ground belonged to me, like we read in the other midrash. And because of this, v'yakom Kain Hebel achiv yargehu. אז אמר לו, צא מתוך שלי, והיה הולך להרים. So the Hebel, he didn't know what to do, he went to the mountain. So also the mountain belonged to me. והוא אומר לו, צא מתוך שלי, עד שעמל עליו והרגו, until he killed him. הבן, נבהל להון איש רעין, זהו קין שהייתה עינו רעה באחיו. ולא ידע כי חסר יבואנו, ומה חסרו נגיע לו, שאמר לו, קדוש ברוך הוא, נע ונה תהיה בארץ. And he got punished because of it, Hebel. And what happened to him? He became running from place to place. Everyone, vehekol motzio, yahargeo. Anyone who used to see him, he wanted to kill him. Uma hu ken, shekol makom sheolech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya mebilo ra'a leraglav. Every place he used to go, something bad used to happen to him. Vehayu makin oto verotfin aharav, ad shemotzin oto. Used to smack him and kick him, kish him out. Ushlomo korea alav, Shlomo melech, he wrote the pasuk on him, Kohelet, אם יוליד איש מאה, זהו קין, שהוליד מאה בנים. Said Cain, he gave birth to 100 kids. ושנים רבות יחיה. He lived long life, how many years he lived? שחיה כמו שחיה אדם. He lived just like what Adam הראשון, his father lived. How many years his father? 930 years. He lived 930 years, Cain. ורב שיהיו... ימי שנף שיוסיף ימים על ימי מאביב תשכו שנים. He lived more than what his father lived. His father lived 930 years. Plus, he lived תשכו. תשכו 726. Another 726, that's the total of 1656 years. That's Cain lived 1656 years. אלף תרנו. ונפשו לא תשבע מן התובה. And he wasn't satisfied. שלא תשבע נפשו בממונו, שנאמר רע בנה תהיה בארץ. וגם כבורה לא הייתה לו, לפסוק עם קהלת continues. Even a burial, he didn't merit בי ברד קיים, שהיה תלוי ברפיון, ובא המבול ושטפו. He lived until 1000 שנים, that's exactly when the flood came, flood of Noah came, and he was wiped out with the flood, like everyone else in the flood. בא המבול ושטפו. אז אמרתי, טוב ממנו הנפל, זה הבל אחיו שעמד עליו והפילו הרוג בשדה. So who's better than him? His brother, Hebel. Hebel, his brother, since that Cain killed him when he was very young, we'll see soon, and he was better than Cain. Why? Because Cain, even though he lived so many years, 1,656 years until the flood, and he had a lot, he had 100 kids, and he had a lot of property, everything was belonged to him. Nevertheless, he wasn't satisfied until he got punished at the end, and he was wiped out with all the flood. He was wiped out. What happened to Hebel? Let's hear what the Midrash Rabbah tells us. That's about Cain. How about Hebel? So for Hebel, we have different Midrash. The Midrash in Parashat Bereshit, Parashat Kaf Beit Siman Dalet. והיא מקץ ימים ויבי קין מנחה להשם, when they brought the קורבנות, קין and הבל, רבי אלעזר אמר בתשרי נברא העולם, רבי יהושע אמר בניסן נברא העולם. זאת המחלוקת, when was the world was created, תשרי או ניסן, famous מחלוקת. אז מנדה אמר בתשרי נברא העולם, עשה הבל קיים מן החג ועד חנוכה. He said that according to מנדה אמר that the world was created on תשרי, that means Hebel, he was alive from Tishrei, from Sukkot, from the Hag, yani, until Hanukkah. But how long is that? A few months. Man damar b'nisan nibra ha'olam, asa Hebel qiyam min ha'pesach v'ad atziret. The Hakam who said that b'nisan, the world was created. So Hebel lived from Pesach until Shavuot, then he died on Shavuot, or rather, Cain killed him on Shavuot. בין לדברי אלו, בין לדברי אלו, הכל מודים שלא עשה הבל בעולם יותר מ-50 יום. According to both opinions, הבל did not live more than 50 days, 5-0. הבל, when he was killed, he was only 50 days old. That's what he was. And פירוש מהרזו on the bottom, he asked, he said, how is that 50? He said, according to all of them, it was 50. How is that מחג ועד חנוכה, I have more than 50. And from פסח until עצרת, yeah, 50 from Pesach until Atzeret, but he said, according to Manda Mar Benisan Nibra Ha'olam, that means when Benisan, beginning of Nisan, you have 65 days, not 50 days, whatever it is. But he said, this Midrash is very hard to understand. Why? Because he saw in different place that Hebel was 40 years old when Cain killed him. 40 years. Here the Midrash says he was 50 days old. 50 days. So he said that the Midrash is hard to understand, but that's what it said in the Midrash. Now we come along to the Hatam Sofer. Hatam Sofer, Parashat Bereshit, in Torat Moshe, Torat Moshe, the few Tet Amud Alef. He says here, Vayakum Kain el Hebel Ahib, Vayahargehu. He says, Remez Musar Lesachar Tzadikim Ve'onish Larsha'im. You could learn from Kain and Hebel. You could learn Sachar Ve'onish from Kain and Hebel. Why? שגם תחלת הבריאה, from the beginning of creation, you have proof that what? יש ראיה גמורה, שאין שכר לצדיקים בעולם הזה. There's no reward for the צדיקים in this world, and there's no punishment for the רשעים in this world. So their punishment, so they're going to get it later on. Many times you see רשע וטוב לו. צדיק ורע לו, רשע וטוב לו, that's הקדוש ברוך הוא, he made it from the beginning of creation. And he could learn this from Cain and Hebel. How? כי הצדיק הבל, הבל, ויביא הבל בחורות צונו מחלביהן. He from the best of the best, הבל he brought. He was צדיק. נאבד בצדקו. He died, ולא ערכו לו 50 יום. כמבואר במדרש, we just read. He lived only 50 days. That's הבל, who was צדיק. וקין, that he was רשע, and he killed his brother, האריך ימים אלף ותרדנו שנים, כדי את המדרש רבה, the other מדרש was just read, וראה בנים ובני בנים, he had 100 kids he had, and so his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, 1,656 years. רק אחרית רשעים נחרטה, כדכתיב ואימח את כל היקום במבול, והושטפו קין וכל יוצאי חלציו במבול לגמרי. until the flood came after 1,000 shanim, and then Cain was wiped out, him and his family, everything, they died. ואילו נשמת הבל נתגלגלה בשת, the neshama of Hebel that he was killed at 50 days old came back by Shet, he came back again with Shet, ועל ידו הושתת העולם, therefore they called him Shet, because that was כביכול, he was the foundation of the whole world, because Cain killed Hebel, Hebel now is dead, Cain eventually אחרית הרשעים נחרטה, is gonna end up, is gonna be cutting off, is gonna be cut off at the time of the flood, him and all his kids. So from where the world had continuation from Shet. فيدع قاين Adam with his wife حواء, they had a third son who's Shet, and from him هشتت عالم. And who came in the neshama of Shet? The neshama of Hebel came back to the neshama of Shet. ואחר כך נגלגלה במשה. The neshama of Hebel came back again in Moshe. That's what hinted in the word Moshe. Moshe is Rashi Tibot. Mem is Moshe. Shin is Shet, He is Hebel. All these three people, they have the same neshama. Or neshama of whom? Neshama of Hebel. That was the neshama. So you see from the beginning, Uschar tzaddikim tzafun le'olam haba. Ma'arab tu b'cha asher safanta li'ra'icha. So he says, Hatam Sofer, he says, you see from the beginning of creation, you see that Sakhar and Onesh, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Hebel, he was killed at 50 days old, person might say, Zutu Rav, Zutu Sikhara, he was tzaddik, that he dies only after 50 days, they killed him. Where's the, but you don't know Mahshavot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from him, the world was recreated, Shet came from him, Moshe Rabbeinu came from him, and everything, the whole world was recreated from Shet only. Not from Cain, not from Cain. Why? Because Cain, he killed his brother, even though he lived so many years. At the end, Aharit Rishayim Nikhrata. You see here, Sakhar Ba'onish, you see from the beginning of creation, wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he promised, he keep the mitzvot, he's going to get reward, he do Abirah, he get punished for it, everything's going to come. And maybe that's what the Pasuk Kohelet, Shlomo Melech said, he himself, Shlomo Melech in Kohelet, we just read from the Midrash, that in the Behal Lehon Ishra'ayin, who's that? That's Cain. So he himself, Shlomo Melech, he told us in the beginning of Kohelet, said, Habel Habalim Amar Kohelet. Habel Habalim Akol Habel. What does mean? He said, don't follow your Habalim, your Re'ut Ruach, your desires. Why? Because you're going to see at the end, even though probably in the beginning, Rasha' is going to have Toblo, it's going to have good things, but at the end, Aharit Rasha'im Likrata. And the proof to this, where he ended up the pasuk. Habel Habalim Amar Kohelet. Habel Habalim Hakol Habel. What does it mean Hakol Habel? He said, take a look. The whole world came back again alive from whom? From Hebel, not from Cain. Even though Cain, he lived so many years, at the end, he died. But Hebel, even though he died at early age, but still, everything came back from Hakol Hebel. Everything came from Hebel, not from Cain. You see from here, you're better off be tzaddik, follow the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu, Hashem told him, you have to go, lech lecha, me'artzecha, moritecha, and over there I'm going to give you beracha. Even though Avraham went through a lot of tests on the way, and he was waiting to see that moment that Hashem is going to bless him like he promised him, but he never had any bad mahshavot, he never had any harurim against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was always with Hashem, he was always following, and at the end, Sakhar, Sofa Sakhar Labo, that you see at the end, Avraham Kabel Meod, Memkneh, Bekesev, Bezahab, and he was very wealthy. After he left Mitzrayim, he was very wealthy, Avraham Avinu, and don't think that the wealth that he got it from Par'o. He didn't get all his wealth from Par'o. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him and he gave him all the wealth, and not because of Par'o. He was very wealthy, Hashem blessed him, like Hashem told him, "V'abarecha v'agedela shemecha v'yeh berecha," not from Par'o. Why? Because you don't need matanot basar v'adam v'lo yodei helva'atam. You don't need the matanot of Par'o, even though it sounds from the Pasuk, it says, L'chaora, a person superficial understanding of the Pasuk, it says, "Ul Abraham heti ba'abura." What does it mean, Abraham heti ba'abura? Par'o, he gave a lot of matanot to Abraham. He had a lot of behemoth. Where they got all the wealth? Sounds like from Pharaoh. But they have, I told you so many times, that Yonatan Uziel tells us over here, he said, doesn't say in the Pasuk, Will Abraham hitiba abura, veitin lo tsonu bakar vahamurim, and he gave him tsonu bakar and hamurim and wealth and money. Doesn't say like this. He said, veihilo, and he had tsonu bakar and hamurim. What do you mean he had? Chaurat sounds like that he gave him. He said, no, doesn't say that he gave him. Doesn't say anything. Doesn't say veitin lo. Veihilo. He had for him. So he says over here, the Yonatan Uziel, Will Abraham otep parao begina vahavo leh medileh an vetorin vahamrin vahabdin. From his own. And it brings down here in Pirush, Yonatan Uziel, Pirush yehayalo mishlo behetib. So if you're going to tell me that he had from his own, so what kind of good parao did to him? Will Abraham hetib or what kind of good? So the good that parao did to him, והטיב מה שלא הרגו ולקחו ממנו. The good thing that Pharaoh did to Abraham, ul Abraham הטיב עבורה. That good that the Pasuk is referring to, that's that Pharaoh did not kill Abraham and took all his money. But really he did not give him anything. ul Abraham הטיב עבורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא הטיב עבורה. And he had צאן ובקר from הקדוש ברוך הוא, not from Pharaoh. He don't need מתנות בשר ודם. All the ברכה that came to Abraham came from הקדוש ברוך הוא. Why? Because Abraham Abinu, he believed in הקדוש ברוך הוא 100%. He followed the מצוות of הקדוש ברוך הוא. And he kept everything, whatever Hashem told him. He was tested 10 times. Until הקדוש ברוך הוא, he saw him that he stood strong with all the tests, and he gave him all the brachot. That's what the person, he keeps the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, he pays him. Pirot ba'olam hazeh, and obviously, sachar kayemet la'olam haba. Be'ed Hashem, Hashem should help all of us, be'ed Hashem, to follow his mitzvot, ul'avdo be'emet ul'lab shalem, be'emunah shelema, be'ezrat Hashem, be'emunah pshuta, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'nizkir lechol brachot, ha'ktubot b'torah. Amen ve'amen. Rabbi Hanan Amnak, she'omer, asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zokot Yisrael, fichach. Rabbi Hanan, to